Whether you head to Costco, Foodland, or Fred Meyer, or any other grocery store in Juneau, you pay a 5% tax on most of the food you buy. And when you go to pay your water or heating bill, you're taxed the same on that too. Right now, Juneau's city government taxes food and utilities like just about everything else at 5%. But if voters choose to pass Proposition 2 on the local ballot this year, that tax would drop down to 0% for everyone, regardless of their income. Daniel Parks is the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Food Bank.
On a local level, we're facing the highest amount of demand that we've ever faced.
He says food insecurity is impacting more and more Juneauites every year.
More and more people that are, you know, you would have once thought of as firmly in the middle class are sliding into food insecurity.
Parks says he thinks the proposition could have a positive impact. The proposed food exemption would apply to items under the same definition as the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, better known as SNAP or food stamps. It would also apply to residential electricity, heating oil or propane, water and sewage, and garbage and recycling. Angela Rodell is the treasurer of the Affordable Juneau Coalition, a group of advocates who have gathered enough signatures to put the question on the ballot. She says Juneau should have removed the tax a long time ago.
This is probably one of the most regressive tax things we have here in Juneau.
She says the change would be immediately felt by residents and will make Juneau more affordable. Juneau Assemblymember Neil Steininger is an economist, and he supports the concept.
We don't have the supply chains that can provide us, you know, lower cost food like a lot of areas down south do. And then, you know, that really impacts, you know, your day-to-day living because, you know, you got to eat every day.
According to city estimates, the average person would save approximately $300 per year. But there's a flip side to that change. The current 5% tax on food and utilities brings in quite a bit of revenue to the city, up to $11 million annually.
That is huge. That is a big number, just to give some context.
That's Assemblymember Christine Wall. She says removing the tax would leave a serious hole in the city's budget.
There is no way that we could exempt food and utilities without significant reduction to what the city provides its citizens.
It's unclear what services the assembly might choose to cut. It would make those decisions after the election. But in hopes to offset those decisions before they come to fruition, the assembly is asking voters to implement a new seasonal sales tax system to neutralize the estimated revenue loss. The proposed system is meant to take advantage of summer tourists while also giving some winter relief to year-round residents.
The seasonal sales tax basically will make up for that $9 to $12 million revenue loss by shifting the tax burden from residents to our summer visitors.
Rodell disagrees. She says a reduction in revenue will force the assembly to pay closer attention to how it spends taxpayer money, something she doesn't think they've been doing a good job at.
I'm a strong no on the seasonal sales tax because of the way it needs to go back to the drawing board. They need to do a better job about defining how it's going to help the residents of this community.
The last day to vote in Juneau's by-mail election is Tuesday, October 7th. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.